The Play Mornings with Steph and John replay.
Good morning, world. It is April 15th, 2024, and it is officially the final day of the John Only Show. I know. I'm sad, too. I wish I could be the only one on this show that works better with a co-host. Oh, you're not sad? You were cheering? You know what? That's fair. I'm like the Tom to her Jerry. Not as important, but still there. I mean, like, Jerry runs the show, so that's essentially what I am. I'm the Jar Jar Binks to the prequel. This morning, I woke up and I was like, oh, that's weird. I have a mouthful of spit. Did I just not swallow through the entire night? So whatever, I swallowed, I got dressed for work, I went to the washroom to start brushing my teeth, and that's when I noticed, hey, you know what? It wasn't spit that was in my mouth the entire night. It was blood, because somehow in the 6 hours of me sleeping, I had split my gum open. Now, I'm not sure how that happens, but it hurts so bad. I am in so much pain. It almost feels like there are many pieces of popcorn stuck between my teeth and my gum. You know that feeling? That's what it feels like to the extent, but every time I talk, my inside of my mouth rubs up against it and kind of like peels everything back. Is this TMI? I'm sorry, but I just needed to tell you that if I sound slurry throughout the entire show, I'm not intoxicated. I just have a bum mouth. Some nights I stay up. Humans are going to the moon once again, or what a surprising amount of people think, the first time. NASA is gearing up for its Artemis 2 mission, scheduled for next year, which will take astronauts around the moon and back for the first time in over 50 years. While the Artemis 2 mission won't involve a lunar landing, it will pave the way for Artemis 3 in 2026, where astronauts will touch down on the moon's surface for approximately a week. Now, if you're like me and you needed someone to dumb it down for you, here you go. What I was told is that next year, they look at moon, but do not touch moon. 2026, they look at moon and feel moon. Now, why am I bringing this up? Well, I think if we create a big enough fuss, we could get the first ever radio broadcast from space with yours truly. I mean, they sent monkeys to space and they were fine, and I'd like to think I'm just as smart as a monkey. Maybe not chimps. All the moms out there and nerdy dads, it's okay, I see you, are going to love what I have to talk about, because Will Smith did a surprise performance with J Balvin at Coachella, where he performed his famous song Men in Black. Here's a clip.
In black, remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. Title held by me, MIB. Be what you think you saw, you did not see. So don't blink, be what was there is now gone. Black suit with your black Ray-Bans on.
Now, this performance made me think of two things. One, if there's a Will Smith redemption arc, I think I'm okay with that. And two, at some point in my life, I need to just do it. I need to drop the $500 and go to Coachella, because it seems genuinely awesome. A group of professional squatters, which, by the way, if my parents had concerns about me going into radio, I could not imagine how the parents of professional squatters feel. But I digress. These pros have taken over a London pub owned by celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay and are threatening legal action against anyone who tries to kick them out. At least six people broke into Ramsay's pub, which is for sale for $16.1 million. Now, thankfully, Gordon Ramsay has me, because I have thought of a way for him to kick these people out without being sued. So my idea is he could create a show called Hell's Squatters. It's like Hell's Kitchen, but he puts these squatters through different squatting challenges, like who can be the quietest or who has the best hiding skills, stuff like that. And at the end, one squatter will win the right to squat there. However, here's where it gets the most interesting. After the other squatters have left and there's only one squatter remaining, they get them outside the pub to take their photo, and that's when they install locks, and boom, no more squatters. I know, it's amazing. And of course, this will be available to stream only on Peacock. I just finished binging all of Bob's Burgers, which means it's time to either go back to the office or find something else. And I'll be honest, I'm kind of officed out right now. I did just finish watching it all again in February, so maybe that's why. But I want to find something else. Let me know what you're binging or what you love to binge by texting into 780-791-1037 or over on our socials, Play 103 Radio. I really want a new TV show. It wouldn't be a new week if I didn't talk about a new world record, and this one is jam-packed. Attendees at the National Beard and Mustache Championships in Florida broke three Guinness World Records for the longest chain of beard, mustaches, and partial beards. The annual event, which is held in a different location each year by the Beard Team USA, saw 86 people chain their facial hair together to beat out the previous record of 150 feet to the new record of 195 feet and 3 inches long. Unfortunately, I would not have been able to participate in this world record as I have something they call peach fuzz, but I thought of a completely separate world record. Every man out there who has a lot of trouble growing facial hair like me, but still tries their hardest, we all come together as one and take the world record for most people lying to themselves. The record was previously held by people that wear fanny packs, and unfortunately, that was a world record I was a part of. And there goes my faith in humanity once again. A college student's online post sparked outrage after revealing her mother's manager pressured her to return to work despite battling stage 4 cancer for 18 months. The email read, "Can you please get a letter from the oncologist to state if you are fit to come back to work? If you are fit, your oncologist must state if you are unable to do anything specific. We need to know your treatment plan going forward so we can plan our schedules accordingly," ending the email with, "Please come in tomorrow at 2 p.m. You have a meeting." And all of this seems to be over her collecting $300 a week from work with the illness benefit. Now, I'm not entirely sure if the $300 a week is bleeding your company dry, but on the off chance that it is, maybe cut back on the coffee runs, or go down a ply of toilet paper, or literally anything else than trying to get a woman with stage 4 cancer to come back to work. I spoke a little earlier about needing a new show to binge watch, and of course, instead of doing my own research, I put the question out to you, and you came through like you always do. Raya Raya, oh, it's one of those, over on Facebook, said the trades on Crave is pretty funny, just came out, so not too many episodes. Now, as someone who loved the Trailer Park Boys, I might have to check this one out. Someone over on the text line suggested Ted Lasso, and I'll be completely honest, I gave it a chance. I really did. I really wanted to like it. For some reason, I couldn't get into it, which is crazy because I love anything Jason Sudeikis does. Like, I love the Angry Birds movie because he's in it. I got three responses to watch Seinfeld, and let me just say, I am so glad that there are people with amazing taste in TV here. And I got a suggestion that I think I will absolutely go with, and that was BoJack Horseman. Now, I've already watched BoJack Horseman about 2 or 3 times, but if you haven't seen it, I implore you to start watching it now. It is one of the best shows I have ever watched. It's the perfect amount of funny while being deep, and sometimes it can just completely break you. It might be one of the most perfect shows ever, and I am so glad you reminded me of it. Uh-huh. Do you love Walmart? So much, in fact, that you want to pay them even when you're not shopping? Well, get excited because rolling out to all of Canada soon is something called a premium Walmart account. And honestly, the more I think about it, the more it makes sense. So far, it's only available in Ontario for a test period, but when it rolls out to all of Canada for just $12 a month, here's the best of what you can get. 5 free months of Apple Music, 2 free months of Xbox Game Pass, which is honestly what got me interested, and 3 free months of YouTube Premium. Now, I know what you're thinking, John, does this have any actual Walmart perks? And to that, I say, I mean, kinda. You get free delivery on all orders that are more than $35, early access on special product releases and sale events, and you get a Walmart Plus Travel, which is 5% in Walmart cash when booking hotels, car rentals, and more with Walmart brands. Now, I think legally, I have to end this with clarifying that in no way am I being paid to talk about this. I just thought it was cool and helpful. However, the only downside to Walmart Plus is having people find out you have a subscription to Walmart because you will be bullied relentlessly. We had one extra day that I did not know we had of the John Only Show. And you know what? I absolutely think it lived up to the hype. I hope you do too. Steph is back tomorrow. It is the Steph and John Show. Once again, it'll be even more amazing than just the John Show. And I know that's hard to beat, but I promise. So that means you got to return tomorrow, bright and early, 5:30. As for me and as for you, I'm done. Life's short. Have some fun.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.